Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Welcome, everyone, Starfinder fans, one and all, to the inaugural episode 0 of Cosmic Crit 2.0 series 1. A lot of words and numbers that simply means Cosmic Crit is back, baby. Oh, yeah. We're brand new. We're doing things we've never done as a group before.
We're going to be one of those shows that you know how long we've been going because, like, the subtitles and the subtitles and the subtitles just keep getting longer and longer.
Aw, yes. Yeah, we're going to play some Starfinder eventually and have a good time doing it into the foreseeable future where, for whatever reason, an escape from the real world into one of sci-fi fantasy is palatable to us. So probably until we die.
Yeah. Remember Criticon last year where Patrick announced that we were going to stop doing Starfinder? That was a lie.
No, we are not playing Starfinder. We're playing Starfinder 2, you dummy.
Tell me what that first word is.
Got him in the technicality.
For those of you listening to the podcast for the first time, and I'm sure there are many of you, this is a tabletop RPG role-playing game. We are an actual play podcast, and we are about to unofficially dig our teeth into the second edition of Starfinder role-playing game. Starfinder, of course, put out by Paizo, the game company, and it is the science fantasy sister to the full-on fantasy game Pathfinder. So Starfinder in the stars, Pathfinder, like a path through the woods.
Yeah.
We have played 5 full campaigns of Starfinder over the last 8 years. And yeah, this time around, maybe for the first time, we are inviting our fans behind the scenes into the world of character creation, the process of making characters from, you know, concept to creation and backstories and all that stuff.
In a fashion that we have never created characters before at all.
We kind of did a little bit for the playtest, but yes, it's new to the players. I'm keeping you guys on your feet. So yeah, let's dive right in. We're going to get our hands on the books, on the online SRDs, the online databases. Are you guys ready to get into things here?
Yes,
yeah. Oh, do it. Boy.
Yeah. Incorrect. We're going to do a whole new introduction before we do that.
After the introduction?
I'm assuming people haven't listened to the show before. And like I said, I'm pretending.
It's a post-introduction.
Yeah.
Introduction.
We've had one introduction, yes. But what about third introduction?
I don't think he's heard about the second introduction.
What about second introduction? Yeah, thank you, Tom.
I'm going to try my best to just pretend almost the last 8 years didn't happen and give you guys a clean slate so I'm not angry at you about all the times you killed my monsters. And yeah, like I said, I'm assuming fans listening are returning, but some might be new. So my name is Patrick. Fair. I'm the GM here. I like tabletop role-playing games. I watch kaiju movies and I play a lot of video games, comic books. I am a 13-year-old boy in a midlife crisis body.
In the body of a midlife crisis.
Yeah. 13-year-old midlife crisis.
Crisis on midlife is the collected volume that you're going through right now.
Yeah.
This year, in order to turn off my brain, I've started watching professional wrestling, both online and in person. And yeah, I'm going to go through the 5 of you and give you a little introduction, and then you can say something fun about yourself. Everyone's favorite is like a circle of introductions. I'm joined by 5 of my friends here on the podcast. And I gotta say, you're probably some of my best friends in the world, mathematically, at the very least. Mathematically, on average,
that's a hell of a qualification.
mathematically, you're my best friend, but
I mean,
it is
weird that I have known Patrick longer than I've known my wife, which is
well, I'm just adding you guys together. I'm doing a statistical
I see.
Average, I've known the five of you for an average of 19 years.
Yeah, what's the sum of all these squares?
Oh, boy, I'm really bringing down that average.
You really are, Tyler.
I've only known Tyler for about 10 years, so he's really goofing up that number.
There's an outlier.
We were so close to having a nice even 20 years, but no.
Yeah.
Well, I've known most everyone here since college except for Tyler. So yeah, let's go through and introduce you guys. Drew, first up, you're the gentleman here I've known the longest. Drew, you've also, of all of us, have been a podcaster the longest. The More You Nerd, I'm so sorry to say, is in its 15th year.
No, it's not in its 15th year. It's 14th year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
And we did get ready to come back next year.
And we did take about 10 months off. So it's
doesn't count. It's still one continuous. Yeah. What are some fun things you'd like to share with our brand new audience about yourself?
This feels like the day one on your onboarding in your corporate office where I have to come up with
note cards,
two truths and a lie or something like that. No,
please don't lie to us, Drew.
I am Drew and I love nerdy stuff. I always have, specifically things like Star Trek. I love Star Trek you can't see it because you don't have my camera on, but all the crazy crap behind me. I also love video games, specifically ones of the 1990s JRPG fashion and ones that are like it. And man, I got a lot of robots around me. I love robots. Robots are very cool.
Oh, does he? I've been to his house. I couldn't even step into a bathroom without tripping over a robot.
It makes for great radio, guys. This makes for great radio.
Just keep showing
I was done and nobody said anything. It's just making fun of me. So
I was wondering how many things you're going to pull up off your shelf. I have desk tchotchkes too, but I'm not bringing them up because no one can see them.
Look, I said my statement and it was like, okay. Nobody said more. So I'm just...
We know these things.
Vamp.
Jabert, you're up next. You're the player at the table I've played the most TTRPGs with, I think, at this point, of anyone I've played with.
That's wild. That's wild.
Yeah, because we've been playing
crazy
Pathfinder together for over a decade, and this podcast for 8 years, and that kind of, you know, puts you way ahead of most anyone. And then we had, like, several other games we've played together,
right.
including Dead Men Roll No Crits. What are some fun things to share with the audience about yourself, sir? And what is your name again?
My name is Jabert. Jabert.
Oh.
It's like Gilbert, but there's no L. And if you put an L in it, I get to eat your toes.
We took that L back behind the shed and we shot that L.
That's right. Old Eller is what we called him.
Old Eller. We call you so many nicknames, I feel like, outside of the podcast, but we don't nickname you up too often. Here, why don't we call you?
It's my branding.
We call him Jib Jab quite a bit.
I say Jib Jab a lot, and I've never once cleared that with him. I feel terrible.
You don't clear a nickname; it just happens.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a lovable roustabout rail riding tramp.
Now that's your truths. What's your lie? Your two truths.
Unfortunately, for personal reasons, that's not a lie right now. Currently speaking,
that's what I mean.
And I'm going through grad school, and I'm a dad, and I'm, you know, got all sorts of stuff going on. I got all sorts of irons in the fire right now.
Well, if you're a dad, show your kid on camera like I showed all my cool Star Trek stuff and robots. Yeah.
Just hold up all my like kids. Simba. I thought you were gonna ask me to show my beer gut. I was like, oh,
you're a dad. So you're dad bod.
Here it comes.
They're calling me out. All right.
Third up, right in the middle, we've got Miles, a co-host of mine on the podcast Kaiju Versus History, where we watch a lot of kaiju movies. Drew's co-host on The More You Nerd, where you watch everything, including kaiju movies sometimes, all the nerdy stuff. Miles, how are you tonight? And what's some fun things to share with the audience about yourself?
I mean, if you're on the Discord, you know that I'm super into music. I'm super into Japanese tokusatsu shows, along with, you know, the kaiju shows and all the nerdy stuff that Drew and I get into. Massive horror movie nerd, big pro wrestling fan. I mean, I'm pretty much obsessed with, like, every form of media, mm-hmm. like whether it's comics or books or movies. I've just always been a voracious fan of pop culture. I am in a quiet blood feud with Bert going on 5 years now, ever since the great werewolf betrayal of 2020.
Everyone knows. if you know, you know. And if you don't, I guess you weren't one of the eight people in that room that night.
I think there's more than eight people in that room.
I didn't arrive until like 2 days later, so I don't know what's going on.
I know, but it was so funny. We were playing Werewolf, right? Was it Werewolf? And my fiance and Jabert had both gone to refill their beverages. And my poor fiance is way too trusting.
And she's a sweet, kind soul.
And
Jabert makes a great opposite. Villager in that game.
She wasn't, but she's like, "What are you?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm a villager," or something. And he's like, "Oh, I'm this." And
yeah, she said, "Oh, I'm the sheriff. I'm the sheriff. Don't we'll work together."
The very next like, round, guess, sure who, we guess will. Who gets killed immediately? And the look of betrayal on her face was so priceless. We joke about it quite frequently. It's very, very funny. But
wait.
She has never forgotten that. It's so
do you mean
funny.
You're allowed to lie? In the game Werewolf?
And she knows that, but she was having way too much fun, and for whatever reason decided to trust Jabert.
Jabert's got a trusting face. Next up is Rebecca. Rebecca, every TTRPG podcast has to have a single token player. So my question is to you, what is it like to be our show's token smart person?
Oh, thank you. That is so nice of you.
Yeah, you've been surrounded by five idiots,
idiots
for
the entire time.
I know. I'm the one that shoved my ukulele.
I was about to say.
Okay, that didn't.
Out of context, that sounds.
Yeah,
wild.
No spoilers. This could be someone's first episode.
But this one time,
say where you shoved the ukulele.
Yeah, you gotta listen to 400 episodes of Cosmic Crit if you want to know where she shoved the ukulele.
Don't do it.
An inside joke. Yeah, I was going to say that I am actually married to Drew.
She has to remind us. Me all the time. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I would hazard to say that I have played far more TTRPGs than he has at this point.
Because
there was a whole other show y'all were on that I wasn't. Mm-hmm.
Our pirate podcast, Dead Men Roll No Crits, which people can find all over the internet.
indeed, where I played two characters, as everyone did. I'm not special in that way, but...
Show up!
Yeah, in my free time, which isn't a lot because I have two kids, but in my free time, I play Animal Crossing or watch movies. I really like movies of all various kinds. So, yeah, it's my life.
And you cosplay.
I do cosplay when I'm going to Dragon Con, which is happening next week as of this recording.
Everyone cosplays at Dragon Con.
You've won the contest before, haven't you?
Yeah.
I have. I won a hallway costume contest. It doesn't really count. It's not like the costuming
it's
contest.
It still cool. counts. That's why
and
I brought it up because I was
great.
Like,
yeah, cosplays for real. Like, real
yeah, that cosplay was awesome, too.
There was somebody at Dragon Con a year or so ago, or a year or two ago, that was a similar costume to that one, and they claimed that they had thought of the idea, but they had everything that she
had. I even approached the person and was like, "Oh, I did this costume a couple of years ago," and they were like, "Really?
I never heard of that."
Last,
Rebecca, did you put a copyright on a cosplay?
Well, no, but see, here's the thing: it was a mashup.
And it was mashup. That's true. It is unique.
And
of the time, it was the only time we'd
Captain
ever seen
America
that mashup.
Captain America and Rapunzel from Tangled, and that was I did it first.
Yeah. Good luck.
It was a great costume. It was
good
very
luck
good
copywriting costume. Two Disney characters, not just one, mashed up into one. Last but not least on the podcast is Tyler, who a lot of
a
us
young
met.
Boy.
We played video games online together, and then we started playing TTRPGs together. I've actually played the five of you guys, the most TTRPGs behind Jabert with Tyler. We've played both Pathfinder and Starfinder first and second edition together. Tyler, isn't that crazy?
We've got some hours behind us. There are times when Patrick and I will spend, 2+ hours recording together, and then we just get off hop right on PlayStation and play 2+ hours of video games together. So, you know, we played a lot together. My name, like he said, my name is Tyler. I'm a self-proclaimed knock or jerd, which is a jock nerd or nerd jock
jerd,
whichever combo you prefer. I joke that my hobby is collecting other hobbies. So I do a lot of, I like to play basketball. I like to work out, but I also play a ton of different, you know, video games on the PlayStation platform. And yeah, just kind of I play and collect board games, and I love horror movies. I like talking about them with folks here who will put up with me talking about them, like Miles. And yeah, just like doing and watching fun things.
Awesome. Okay, well, that's great, because I've honestly forgotten everything about you guys. I have tried to purposefully reset our friendships to level one with this new podcast that we're doing right now, and we're gonna build you back up. So sweet. you got a lot of room to grow. We'll pretend like the last average of 19 years has not happened, and then you can impress me again, you know. With
is this
with
your way of saying we're no longer best friends, Patrick?
Yeah, we'll
mathematically,
we'll,
anyway,
we'll start at acquaintances once more. So yeah, I'm just gonna look at Drew and be like, hey, this dude looks pretty cool. First impression. I think that was one of my, I mean, maybe not pretty cool, but Drew.
Do you remember how we met, Patrick? Because I remember how we met.
Yeah, we're on a bus. First day of college, and you were wearing a nerdy shirt. Who knows?
It was a pre-college bonding event, and the two of us happened to find each other at this pre-college bonding
event.
And
you bonded.
And here we are.
So nice.
Check
you
this
can't
out.
Get rid of
More
me.
Than 20 years later.
Yeah, yeah. The problem was they imprinted on each other. Baby ducks. Two baby ducks went off to college. And
and somehow I didn't even hang out with Miles in college. We didn't become friends until way later.
Yeah.
It's like,
I know, it's so funny.
And I owe everything to Patrick as well.
Yeah.
True.
Now we all prefer Miles to each other and ourselves. Hanging out with Miles.
All of this is Rebecca's fault, technically.
Yeah, way to go, Rebecca.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
It's not too late. You can still run and have cool friends if you want. But if you don't, then I'm locking you guys in now for another like 8 years.
Where did the idea of playing Final Fantasy RPG come from? I don't even remember how that all began.
Oh, well, we don't have enough time to go into the full history our podcast.
Let's just say it was late 2016, early 2017.
Yeah, something happened around that time.
I think something happened around that time that we were like, we need to yeet ourselves out of reality. Well,
I will say I have a very fond memory of we were playing one night, and Patrick was like, we have a special guest. And suddenly a cat character logged on, and it was Jabert. And I was so Jabert. Happy.
Playing a Baru.
He stole a train.
We did some shenanigans back there that we have not. I mean, we've done some shenanigans on this podcast, but no, I don't think any of it compares to some of the dumb stuff we did in Final Fantasy.
Pretend it didn't happen, because shenanigans are back on the table with series one.
Yeah, back on the menu, boys.
Yeah, so for our listeners, these are your five players. I'm your GM. We've joked about playing together in a retirement home. And 8 years ago, that was a very funny joke. It's way too soon to become a reality with every passing year. It's no longer funny.
It's getting closer and closer and less and less.
I didn't have gray in my hair when we first started playing. So
we're going to be on Starfinder 5th edition by that time. But yeah, are you guys ready?
Another game at that point. But
are you ready to now start the second iteration of Cosmic Crit, the second edition of Starfinder?
I'm going to keep my dentures in my dice cup.
Yeah, it's a good place for him. So with this new iteration of Cosmic Crit 2.0, we, you know, have a wide world of options for character creation to dig into. Starfinder 2nd Edition is backwards compatible or forwards compatible with Pathfinder 2nd Edition. So Starfinder 2E, when we're recording this, just came out. It basically dropped a month ago, I think, at Gen Con 2025. And 2nd Edition of Pathfinder came out 6 years ago at Gen Con. So we've got like 6 years of fantasy content that we can add into our game. Some of it a little better than others. And we did a little bit of that with play tests over the last year of Starfinder 2nd Edition. And I wanted everyone to have kind of the absolute full breadth of all of 2nd Edition, both Pathfinder and Starfinder, at our disposal for our future seasons. And to do that, I want to talk to you guys about, you know, the options for making characters and how I kind of divided them into a bit of a point buy system and turned it into a draft, which is what we're going to do for character creation tonight. Draft up some new characters for our new series.
Yep.
We've talked about it a little bit, but I'm going to go over it like that conversation never happened, or those text messages.
Well, I'd really appreciate it if you went over it, just so you know.
Yeah, and for our listeners.
For the people at home, obviously.
And I can publish this if only for the people at home, because well,
I clearly don't need it.
Yeah, I like turning things into a little game, and a draft is basically a little game. So to allow for every single Pathfinder 2nd Edition ancestry and class and all that to be available to you guys, and there are, you know, like 100 ancestries or something crazy at this point, like 200 backgrounds and things, I made a point buy system that will allow you to pick some weird options from Pathfinder along with some of the new Starfinder 2E ones. I'm calling the points I'm giving you CC points, character creation points. It just so happened to also be the name of a podcast, Cosmic Crit. So you guys get 5 CC points for making your character this series. If you're just making stuff with the Starfinder 2E character options, you could be, you know, like 1 or 2 character creation points. You know, you won't have to spend a whole lot. But if you want to start taking some options from Pathfinder 2E, they cost 2 to 4 character creation points each, depending on how rare or weird they are. So you can't make a character with just Pathfinder stuff, which, you know, you could if you wanted to play Pathfinder 2E, but we are playing Starfinder 2E. And if we ever do a Pathfinder campaign in full, I'll probably allow Starfinder backgrounds and ancestries and classes in a similar fashion, but they'll be kind of rare in that system. So yeah, you can usually do maybe like 1 of the older Pathfinder options. So say you wanted to be a barbarian, you can be a space barbarian, or if you wanted to be a leshy, the leshy ancestry, that is an option. You guys have 5 character creation points to spend. And like I said, I hope this is going to make some pleasant PCs. One of the things we're doing in the draft format is to keep it so you guys aren't playing 5 human characters. I mean, I would be fine if you want to play 5 human characters, but I think it's more interesting if we have kind of like a mixed party. There are other options that we're going to go over as well. In 2nd Edition, there are versatile heritages. A versatile heritage is basically a heritage you kind of staple on top of another ancestry, and those will cost additional CC points if you want to look at them in addition to the base ancestry. So if you wanted to play, these are 2 options in Starfinder 2nd Edition, a Prismini heritage and a Patra ancestry. I think it's going to cost 2 total CC points, 1 for the Patra and 1 for the Prismani versatile heritage. Another example of like a Pathfinder version of that would be like if you wanted to play a vampire elf, you know, elf is your base ancestry and a vampire something you kind of staple on top of it.
The heavy spend.
Since we are already kind of in the character creation process and we've done it for multiple seasons of the 1st Edition Starfinder, this one's, like I said, a little bit more involved, and I added in this player character draft mechanic for this episode to liven things up. And in the past, you guys have been like, oh, I'm doing this, so please don't do this, but I think it'll be fun to do it in a draft format where you guys will get to pick the ABCs of making your Starfinder characters in a serpentine draft format, a little bit different than the ABCs of the normal character creation. Typically, you go ancestry, background, and then class. And not necessarily you have to do those like in that order when you're making a character. You can always like go back to them. So
I never do.
I feel like background is usually the last thing I pick.
It's dead almost last. Always. I often forget about it entirely until
class, going to start filling out the sheet. Background always.
Always. Rebecca, purge.
So that being said, you guys we're going to roll to get our draft order, and we'll talk about more of that in a moment. Another rule, another wrinkle that I added in to this is you guys can sell your draft position on any particular round. If you want to give someone or receive from someone a CC point, you can take their position. If you guys don't care about like what you pick, for example, and someone else does. And there's another mechanic I'm adding in, because this is probably not going to be the last time we draft. And if it is, it's because this went terribly poorly. But if you want to roll over CC points, I'm going to let you do that too, if you don't use all of them. So if you make a very... if you make a boring character this season, like a human soldier, next time we do this, you'll have potentially an additional CC point, and you can make something like a weird tanuki wizard, you know, just go completely bonkers. So don't feel bad.
Just saying, for anyone who might be listening, human soldiers can be very interesting.
Well, in Starfinder, it's base classes, but tanuki wizard would be very weird in a Starfinder campaign. So like I said, don't feel bad, but for every 2 CC points that you don't use, you can just transfer one over. So
cool.
That makes sense.
And then it costs us more to do things we've already done, right?
Yes, that is the final wrinkle in this, is to make it a little bit more varied. If you have played in a past season of Cosmic Crit, an ancestry or race or a class before, I'm going to have it cost an additional CC point for picking that option again. So I know they're very different in second edition, but if you've already played, I don't know, I'm just throwing this out here, 2 operatives before, or if you've already played a Salarian before, for example, I'm just going to say, Rebecca, you can play operative again this season if you want, but it's going to cost you 3 character creation points to do it. One for each time. Rebecca's done it twice. But yeah, or Salarian, it will just cost you 2 for Salarian. I don't count that in 2 seasons. You know, you play basically the same character. That's just 1 character. So yeah, and the same thing for ancestries. Tyler, you already played a Vesk before. If you want to play a Vesk again, it would cost you 2 CC points. And last but not least, there are a few other rules here in the drafting system that we'll talk about. But
those are surprise rules.
Like I said, you could trade your position for a single round, not for the entire draft. But I guess you can give away your CC points if you want to as well. But like I said, you save 2 of them, you can roll one over. So yeah, that being said, are you guys ready to rumble? Are you ready for a draft? Character creation draft. Something that I don't know if other tables do this. This might be crazy. Like I said, I've got the rules written up.
The few tables where they play like fantasy sports, and playing TTRPGs.
Yeah, of course. We do.
That Venn diagram is getting smaller and smaller.
Oh my gosh, it's so minuscule.
Okay, we're going to start off things by determining the draft order with a random D20 roll. The first, technically, of Cosmic Crit 2.0 of our new series here. And whoever rolls highest gets to pick whether they want to go first or last. And we'll talk about that order.
Of course.
And then everyone else is going to be put in order based on that.
I'm a god!
When I rolled, I rolled a 19.
We're just rolling in 20, but if you want to do it in Discord, go right ahead.
Just in season five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was 17, 18, 19, and then Drew ruined the sequence of the 3.
17, 18, 19. Those are some fire rolls.
When I clicked the button, I saw the dice roll and it hit 19, and I was so excited, but then I looked at the screen and it's like, oh no, Tyler and I just clicked at the same time, so I've got a 3.
3.
Okay, it looks like Tyler, you've rolled somehow the highest, right?
New Tyler.
Only so, just a reminder, we are doing the draft in a serpentine order with the three categories, starting with backgrounds first, and then going into ancestry and finishing out with classes. So we're doing BAC.
Yeah.
So if you pick,
to be honest, you want to be last in this first round, right?
Well, it's up to you. It depends if you care more about ancestry or your class. So if you pick to go first in the background, round one, you're going to pick first last in the ancestry round two, and then first in the class round of round three.
Okay.
And similarly, if you pick to go last in this first round, you'll pick first in round two, the ancestry round, and you'll pick last in your class. So if you don't care about your class, then you can get first pick on ancestry.
And we're forbidden from doubling up?
Of ancestries or classes?
Yeah.
With each other.
Yes. I would say this series, yes. If
because
we want to do it in the future, maybe like it'll cost additional CC points, you know, to have.
And just throwing this out there, this is a random poll, but because I'm ahead of Rebecca, if we get to the class part, if I wanted to draft Rebecca's class.
I don't know how you would know what she wants to draft, but yes.
There's no way I could. It would be a shot in the dark. It would be a complete wild card, but I'm just
be absolutely wild. So with that being said, Tyler, you have a decision to make. Do you want to go first or do you want to go last?
Yeah, sure. I'll go first.
Okay. So Tyler is first, and that means Rebecca, you rolled second highest?
No. Miles.
Miles is second.
Miles with a
18-17. I'm in third place with a 17.
That's which is crazy. I thought you were going to get first.
It's crazy.
I know. When you roll that 17, I'm like, oh, here we go. No, new show, new roles, baby.
All right. So the draft order is Tyler, then Miles, Rebecca, Jabert, and then Drew. And then we are going to flip that around in the second round, and Drew will start us off. So yeah, that is the draft order. We've got it set. Let's go into the first round, the background round. And now I will ask, and I'll try to remember to ask this every round, does anybody want to sell their draft position in this round? If you don't care about backgrounds, or if you would like to buy it from someone else, I guess I should say, it'll be just for this round. I didn't think we would have any in background, so there's just so many. All right, we're moving on then. Backgrounds in second edition, a common background is going to be zero CC points. There's so many of them, it's not that important of an option. So common ones are free parking. A uncommon or a rare one is going to cost you a single character creation point. And
what
then
necessitates a rare one?
It just says it says it's rare in the rules. To give you an example, let's see. There are just some like kind of magical ones that are tied to gods and things.
Ancient Illyrian is rare. Dagox.
So you might have something like
is rare.
To be a quantum clone. A lot of them in the Galaxy Guide are rare. It'll say it next to it. But yeah. And then if you want to go to Pathfinder first edition ones, a common Pathfinder background will cost you one character creation point, and an uncommon or rare one will cost you two character creation points. There's so many in Starfinder. I would not recommend, you know, burning them unless you had something very specific in mind. So do you have something in mind, Tyler? You've got 60 seconds on the clock.
60 seconds on the clock. I wanted to go really basic here. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't spending any CC points in this early round. So I wanted something, but I still wanted something that was going to give me a useful skill feat. So I went with Spacefarer. I want to go with Spacefarer. Gives me a tribute boost to either Dexterity or Constitution, and then one is free. I get automatically trained in piloting, which I really wanted, and it also gives me the Express Driver skill feat, which I like because it allows me to try and make vehicles go faster.
Okay. So we don't need to go into like every minutia of the backgrounds, especially.
I want people to know what I'm drafting.
We'll be all night. Well, so that's the thing. I'm a little spoiler, but we're going to have whole individual episodes where just GM and single player talks about character creation after this in some point in the future. So save it for that, Tyler.
I'll shut up.
Miles, you are up next. Do you have background in mind?
I do.
Oh, okay.
It is apparently a common. I am going to get the haunted background. You're haunted by a restless spirit. You might have performed a ritual, either real or virtual, or come into possession of an object that drew the spirit to you. The spirit can't communicate effectively with you, but its haunting brings you paranormal insight when you aren't having nightmares or cold sweats, at least.
This is very Miles.
It's a Starfinder Galaxy Guide.
I don't see this
OG.
In the book.
It's in the Galaxy Guide.
It's from the Galaxy Guide.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you might not have purchased that one. That one technically came out. That's the first Starfinder 2nd Edition book that came out. And it's kind of exactly what it sounds like. It's, you know, like an introduction for people who maybe didn't play 1st Edition.
Yeah, this is on point for me. It's very on brand, and it sounds like fun to play.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I do have my edition right here. It's a thinner book. It's about half the size of the player core. And it goes into, you know, there's a map of the solar system and some very fun art and just a few character options like that.
Yeah. I mean, there are some bonuses that I really haven't taken into consideration yet.
Oh, yeah. We'll go over it when we make your character. Don't you worry. But that does give you wisdom and charisma boosts, which we'll talk about.
And the recognized spell feat.
Some skill abilities. Okay. Haunted. Rebecca, we are on to you. First
I have my background chosen. It is okay. Disciple.
Okay, good. I was hoping it wasn't Spacefarer Haunted, but Disciple. Okay, so that is, I think, close. I kind of did some guessing of what people might pick based on some conversations that we had. And the one I thought you might have picked was similar, Raised by Belief.
Yeah, so it was between those two, but I decided on Disciple because I would rather have the +1 to initiative than the assurance to intimidation. So
Okay.
Spoilers.
Raised by Belief. Yeah, but both of them are common, right? So far, no one has spent any CC, which is fine. It's fine. Yes, in this background round. Jabert, you're up next, sir. All right.
I think there was some discussion about this because I've been a little busy, haven't had a ton of time to read, but I'm going to roll a 1d125.
Yeah, so Jabert, I have a question for this before you do this.
Yeah. Oh my.
So we are talking about CC points, and Jabert and I, spoiler warning, are both going to roll randomly for this.
Oh yeah.
If we happen to land on an uncommon or rare, does that count for our CC points here?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You gotta
pay for it, baby.
Are the CC points spent to re-roll mulligans?
You know what? That's kind of funny to me. I will say,
so if we get something real dump, we can spend our CCs to reroll.
I will say, if you roll something that you really dislike that cost CCs, yes. But if you land on a free one, no, you just gotta roll with it.
You just eat it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
that'd be so funny.
All right, here we go. 123 sided dice, 82. Let's see what 82 is.
Oh my gosh, how are you going to count down?
I was about to say, that's right in the middle. Are you, do you have an Excel?
Did you do 125 or 123?
Ooh, I'm a rebel, baby. I'm a rebel.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, it's a bonus
rebel. To
Constitution and Charisma, Deception and Warfare Lore.
Rebel. Okay. That's fun. That's fun.
We
and that's a common
face.
One.
We have a face.
We got a face. It was a good common. That feels good. That's a good start.
Another one from the Galaxy Guide. Okay. Drew, it sounds like you're ready
to
roll.
Oh, yeah, baby.
As well.
I'm rolling this rando.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I rolled it wrong.
It's all right.
84. Which is recruit.
Very close. It's like right next to you.
What if he landed on mine? You have to spend a CC point to reroll it.
Recruit. A recruit of God, these are wait, are you guys sure? These are right next to each other in my list here. Rebel and
We just happened to roll like very close to each other on our D125.
I rolled an 84. That's how that works.
Well, no, they're in my list. They're right next to each other.
Oh, recluse is between
recluse
the two
of
them
in front of
the
them.
Full list.
Oh, we are all looking at Starfinder of the Archive of Nethys, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking at, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. You know, I reorganized my list by rarity, so that makes sense. I think Recluse is maybe an uncommon. Okay, Recruits. What is recruit? Like a recruit of an
arm? It could be better. Wisdom. You used to be someone. No, that's Recluse. Sorry. You're a bright-eyed new recruit. You might be a steward, an Aeon Guard, a Viscarium Imperial Trooper, or something else.
Okay,
Galaxy
fun.
Galaxy Guide played page 102.
We have two individuals with warfare lore. I really hope that comes up.
Oh, this is so sad. Oh, no, there's not a single piece of warfare in all of space. Oh, no. Okay, so that is all of round one. We really raced through it. And now we are reversing this draft order, which means Drew, who just picked last in the first round, you immediately are picking again. It sounds like you're really thinking.
Maybe it's good that I'm in the middle.
Yeah, middle's not bad. Middle's not bad.
Yeah, but okay. Do you want to risk it, Rebecca?
I was about to say, before we start, does anybody care to change positions here in round two for ancestry? Mind you, once again, the draft order is going to reverse after this, and this is just for this round. If you sell a position, Drew is up first, and then Jabert. So I imagine someone would want to trade with them. Be it Rebecca, Miles, or Tyler.
I can't believe you're going to do this.
It's going to be so good. This is going to be so good.
I'm not going to lie, listeners. I am sweating bullets because I can't spend the CCs to move around, and I need a very specific ancestry.
I need a specific ancestry.
Okay, do you trade? You should trade out. You need a specific ancestry?
Trade with Drew right now, and he gets you can do it for as low as one CC. I mean, you can upcharge people if you really wanted, but I imagine couldn't do less than one.
We shouldn't get too vicious on the first effort of this.
Everyone still has five character creation points, so
I mean my character is blown out of the water if the ancestry isn't what I thought it was gonna be.
It sounds like you need it then. I don't know.
I need it.
Then maybe
I'll give you,
he is
I'll
rolling
give you
randomly.
CC?
How can we know what dice he's rolling before we do this?
No, we gotta do it right now. Before we start.
I'm sweating. Oh no, dude. Drew!
Wait, hold on. How many ancestries are there to choose from that
Great
he's
question.
Rolling for?
Great question. If we're rolling randomly, I've set a roll of a natural one on a d20 is I choose for Drew. Because it's gotta be gotta be a critical failure.
Trust you.
Yes.
Or Jabert, whoever wants to roll. 2 through 16. And 2 through 16 is going to be a Starfinder base ancestry. There are a number of them, not just in the character guide. So I have a whole nother D20 for that. And that is about 20 different ancestries in Starfinder. Some of them are uncommon, though.
Okay. Low chance.
And then if you roll
and
17,
for the record, I'm going to be rolling an actual die, not a D20.
I don't trust that.
No. Rebecca, go downstairs. Rebecca, go downstairs.
17 through 20, we're going to roll Pathfinder. So.
Okay.
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 And what sucks is Drew's going to do it, and then Jabert is immediately going to do the same thing.
Like I said, if Drew wants to collect CC points, you can trade one right now, Rebecca, if he's willing.
Wait, is it just one CC a point? Because I think
it's a minimum.
I think I can afford that.
Yeah, it's a minimum because Tyler could come in and decide that he wants it more for two. And then you might say that you want to
We're going to auction off our CC points, are we?
Is that not how the game is played?
If you want to trade up, I'm going to sweat it out over the rolls, but oh boy.
I think that I can afford to spend one CC to take your spot. Are you okay with that, Drew?
Don't do it, Drew. Don't do it.
Drew has no care about what he rolls here. It's like, I guess.
Yeah, Drew, I'm booking you a flight out of the Pacific Northwest in case this goes badly. Just let me know at the end of this whether you need it or not.
Maybe two?
Wait, why is that a one-way
maybe
ticket?
Maybe two? One. Okay.
Two CCs? No. You don't need the CCs. You've spent zero so far.
Yeah, but they carry one. Over to the next series.
One CC. One, that's all you get. One CC.
Sure? you sure as I roll this dice?
Okay, fine.
In my hand.
Roll. That's
that
fine.
This die.
No oh extra God. CC for you.
Play on
okay.
fire, bud.
Are you absolutely sure, Drew?
There's no, I'm gonna take the one because I don't. I'm gonna take the one.
You'll never live it down. If you,
all right. Then that means
I'm smarter than my own ego.
That means Rebecca, you go down to 4 CCs and okay. you have the first round draft here in Ancestry.
Okay. Do I just say it?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, unless you want to roll.
Vesk.
It'd be funny if you rolled now. Vesk. Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Vesk is a single CC point for a base Starfinder. So that brings you down to 3 CC points moving forward. Okay. Easy peasy. Bert, it's up next. Bert, it sounds like you're rolling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Oh. So, okay. So oh, what
Tyler,
I set up
Tyler,
was
you
just
get in
like
here? You want to get in here?
Just 67. Just like just a 1d67. Just all the ancestries. I take what I get.
Okay, well,
that. Or
that's not the system that Patrick came up with.
It's up to you. If you want to roll separately, you can. But I just feel like, you know, the very expensive one should be harder to.
Yeah, that's fair. Get. That's fair. All right. You know what? Let's do it. Let's roll the D20 first. Sure. See which pool I roll out of.
I am praying to all the Starfinder gods.
Natural one, baby. Oh,
natural one no! is. Natural one is Patrick chooses.
Pick me a winner.
Just roll for funsies.
That roll that 1d67.
Oh, well, no, I was just going to choose for you, which is even funnier. But if you want me to roll, it's just kind of like you get a re-roll.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to actually, roll a sec? I have a second tier of random rolls here. If you want to roll another d20. It's for a completely different thing.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that seems fine to me. I mean, like,
I'll tell you about it after you roll it.
All right. A 17.
All right. No random Starfinder heritage. I have a 10% chance of adding a Starfinder heritage on top of it. Do you want just the ancestry that I picked out before we started recording tonight that I was going to suggest to you? If
just like whatever was in the barrel, that's that I want you to shotgun it right down my gullet.
Okay, and maybe you like it, maybe you don't, but you know,
maybe
this
like
is,
it, maybe I won't.
Is what the cards drew
that's,
for you.
That's how the dice work.
Costing 2 character creation points,
charging me 2 for it. God.
Is a uncommon ancestry, I believe, that has come out in, I don't even know what book this is in. I should probably have that ready. And I don't think it's an ancestry that anyone's played before.
Get on with it!
A Vlaka.
Taylor is so stressed.
No! A Vlaka, Vlaka, Vlaka fame! Vlaka flame!
There's no way Tyler is going to choose that one, is there? He just ran out of the room.
Vlaka flame.
Vlaka are
a. He should have tried to buy me off with his CC points.
Unbelievable!
2 full CC points. Did you really want that one, Tyler?
That was my number one ancestry.
That's so funny that I just ran. I really ran. First of all, we did not.
The
talk
second
about that
you
at all.
Were like. Uncommon worth 2 points. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me.
I was watching Tyler's face the whole time. It was like,
this is why you get into the trades, gang. This is why you get into the trades.
So Vlaka
Rebecca scared me because she started her Vesk was a V and I was like, but like,
oh, it sounds like the plans have been altered.
Hey, you know what we call that kind of luck? Rough.
Okay, we'll talk about other things that I chose for people after we draft the rest. But we're on to our third draft in draft E in the ancestries round here. Back to Drew, who has 6 character creation points, can make a real weird character if you want to. But sounds like you're rolling again. Okay.
Am I not last with this or
no? You traded with
okay,
Rebecca.
Traded with Rebecca. Okay, so here's my real die. You'll cool. hear it.
Yeah, go for it, man.
Hopefully,
let's get that fully.
I hope you get a human.
That, my friends, is my lucky number 12.
Ooh. I don't believe you. Do I need to come downstairs?
Yeah, bring it right up to the camera.
I moved when I started
moving
stuff around.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, I moved. It was 12, setup. I promise. So why wouldn't...
Okay, well, 12, 12 is a base Starfinder ancestry.
Okay.
Roll another d20 for me.
All right, here we
and
go.
And we're going to have to re-roll Fesk or Vlaka at this point.
Okay. 14.
14 is another uncommon, I believe, ancestry. It is the Callow.
Like, fish people. All right. Yeah.
Glub, glub, gang.
So is that 2cc?
That is 2cc's, yep.
Okay.
Callow. So that brings Drew down to 4cc's. Miles, you are up next, sir.
Okay. So I was a little confused by something. The stuff that's under the versatile heritage, is that part of it or...
You can add those on. So
the versatile, they're add-ons.
Yes, the versatile heritages for Starfinder right now, there's in the main book Borai and Prismani. That's an additional.
That's not what I would be choosing right now then, right?
You can and add it on top of a base ancestry. So if you wanted to make a Borai human, it would cost one CC point because it's 0 plus 1. If you wanted to do a
cool,
Borai
cool.
Skittermander, it'd be 2 CC points.
All right. I want to do a Prismani.
Patra. Prismani Patra.
We got a zoo crew going here. We got a zoo crew.
I'll be a little kitty cat.
Man.
I'm going to be a spooky kitty cat.
I can go ahead and reveal right now. Patra is what I was going to suggest that you play as your ancestry. I'm not
that's
lying.
Hilarious.
Yeah. So that's going to cost 2 cost character creation points. Bring it down to 3.
Okay.
And hopefully that wasn't Tyler's backup.
That was my second pick.
I was about to say, we got a dog, we got a cat. What Tyler, we are now on to you. Bottom of this turn order. What would you like to do?
Wait, was that really your second pick?
That was my second pick.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
I'll pick something else. I don't care.
No. I'm sorry, you've locked in. I have a hard choice to make. Patrick, I want to confirm the point value of a specific ancestry. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Can you confirm for me the CC amount that it would cost me to be a fetchling?
Fetchling?
A fetchling.
Fetchling from Pathfinder 2nd Edition?
Yes.
I got no clue. is that rare or?
I think it's an uncommon from 2E.
Fetchlings would be uncommon. Pathfinder, 3 character creation points.
Okay. I would like to be a fetchling, please.
Yeah, all right. Sounds good. We get some weird options here.
A fetchling for the uninitiated is essentially, it's an ancestry associated with a shadow plane.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So kind of shadow people. We'll just call them shadow people.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of, you know, things you can kind of play around with that because it'll be a in Starfinder version of it. But all right, we've got our first Pathfinder option here, I believe, with fetchling. Maybe not our last, but that is round 2. Ancestries done, finished, through.
Meow.
Yeah, we got some weirdos already. I need to add in your backgrounds to see how weird, but
hold
we're
on,
going
we've
to
got a dog, a cat, a fish.
Yep.
A lizard.
It's a good yep.
Zoo crew, baby. Zoo person. Crew, baby.
The shadow person is arguably the most normal of those.
Oh my gosh, I'm surrounded by some furries and scalies. Oh no.
Zoo crew 2.0, because if you're a Patreon supporter, you might have heard the adventures of Zoo crew in Pathfinder. Okay, well, let's not mince any words. Let's get to the meat of this draft, the class round. Classes, and once again we are serpentining order, so Tyler is going to start us off in the class round, but once again you guys have the ability to sell your position or purchase it from someone else with CC points. Tyler has 2 CC points, Miles has 3, Rebecca Jabert also 3, and Drew is sitting pretty with 4 currently. Drew, do you want to sell that spot? Drew, do you want to try and purchase? Drew's rolling randomly. He does not care. 1 bit.
Anybody?
It doesn't sound like it. Nope.
Anybody want to trade? You sure? Tyler. How about this? Because I'll let you know right now. Because I had to spend a lot of money on my race because lost, or my ancestry because lost two. I lost my one and two. So I'm going to take operative.
Oh snap!
Good choice.
Okay. And it's crazy to me, but you have never played an operative?
I have never played
an operative. Yeah, you
haven't. So it's just 1 point for me.
Shame they're not nearly as good as they were in 1E, but...
All right, no ability to move over any points into our next draft, maybe next year.
Are there any classes that are worth two?
Yes. So right now, because in Starfinder 2E, there's only six base classes. Mechanic and Technomancer are in currently playtesting, and I'm going to allow people to pick from them if you want to spend the 2 points.
Gotcha.
So... those are the only ones that are 2 points. Everything else, Pathfinder, is 3 CC points. Okay, Miles, it brings us on to you.
Right. Well, I've played Technomancer twice, so third time's a charm.
To be fair, like I said, season 1 and 4 is only going to count as one character. So if you wanted to pick Technomancer again, you could now.
I'm good. I played Mechanic last season. That sucked. So I'm gonna be a Solarian.
Okay.
Wow. I've never been one.
Well, I'm revealing it right now. I was going to suggest that you play I did not pick Solarian for you. Patra Mystic is what I was going to suggest. What? Okay. Mystic is, yes, but another class you've not played.
Oh, okay. I don't think I saw
Mystic.
Oh.
Those are the six base classes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Boy, Mystic, Operative, Solarian, Soldier, Witch, Warper. Okay. Oh. That is going to bring us to the middle of the draft, and Rebecca with 3 character creation points. What are you picking?
I am. Can I buy Rebecca's spot? No.
Not anymore.
I am picking a Pathfinder class that I have never played. It is known as Champion.
If you played first edition,
so on brand for you.
I wanna be a champion.
You might remember it in first edition Pathfinder as a paladin. Is a more generic term because it covers a lot of stuff. Yes. In second edition, a champion Vesk. Very cool.
Yeah,
very
it's
cool.
Very similar to my World of Warcraft character back in the day. You know, like 13 years ago when I played World of Warcraft, I played a paladin and I loved her very much. Mm. So,
okay,
returning to my roots, if you will.
I wouldn't call them lizards. Maxing out. They're more axolotl-like. They're like they're amphibians.
Yeah. Using every single character creation point, Rebecca finishes the draft at 0. Bert, we're on to you. I'm so excited about random rolls. I have Envoy, all the Starfinder ones, basically 1 through 16 on a D20, and then a potential Pathfinder first edition class as a 17, 18, 19... or 20, I believe. So it's up to you.
So I've been sitting here, like, you know, working it all out. I think I can afford any one of these except for an exemplar. I think that's the only thing I can't afford.
Right. I think maybe
because that's a rare, and like
that would
cost 4. So no, I can't do that. But so if it's all right with you, I'm gonna flat roll.
Flat roll. Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Like, there's not an increased chance of getting a Starfinder class.
Oh, so you have all the classes in front of you? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
All the classes and their associated, how many CCs it would cost, and I don't have any 4s. So,
it's absolutely wild because some of the Pathfinder classes are absolutely bad. I think, but go right ahead, sir. I believe in you. This is your character. This is your character.
This is your life. This is your life.
Yeah.
No, you did a bad job. 1d34. That's what this is. You ready?
Okay.
Where are the Starfinders in this number? Is it like early or?
They are up at the top. That's 1 through 6 are up at the top. And then the last two are Mechanic and Technomancer.
Okay.
And great. All right.
Whoop. No whammy.
27. What's 27?
Sounds like 27? Pathfinder to me.
That's an oracle.
Ooh.
That's an oracle. All right.
Okay.
Interesting.
Wild.
Oracles, are they like fortune tellers?
Kinda. Yeah. I think they're charisma based. That works for the rebel. So that'll do. That'll do, big. That'll do. All right. Vlaka Oracle. I'm already blind, right? Vlakas are blind, right?
They can be.
I think, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, we got some storytelling potential here already. Let's see how much Drew messes this up. Drew, do you want to roll on my thing here, my D20
system? I would love to roll on your D20 system that I was prepared for.
Okay.
So here we go.
Roll it, sir.
Please be a one.
Die the one. Here we go. Do, 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 do. That is a 6.
6 is unfortunately going to be a reroll because it has been picked operative.
All right. Here we go. Picked. Rolling again.
I can't believe you. I can't believe you tried to steal even that from me.
That's a 17.
17 is an ancient Pathfinder first edition class. Ooh. Potentially.
Oh, here
welcome
we go
to the party.
And I have taken away some bad ones here. If you want to roll randomly,
if
so
this if roll this D20. High hand rolling mother trucker gets swashbuckler, I'm gonna leave the room again.
All right, just so you know, that's a 14 on the dice. No, I'm just kidding. What roll it, Drew, and I'll tell you what you got.
19.
Oh no, Drew. Oh no. 19 is a wizard. You picked the hardest one.
Oh no.
Just the hardest second edition class.
Wait,
possible.
So was that an oracle? A wizard? What was Miles?
Solarian,
a champion, and an operative. Okay, actually, no, that's not bad.
That's a pretty dope party.
That's a pretty good party.
I did tell Drew that he could spend a CC point to reroll if he wants to, because that costs 3 CCs.
Don't do it.
You would have none left over to move forward.
But you're a wizard, Drew.
It's up to you. If you want to reroll, I am totally fine with it.
I believe in the challenge. Let's do this. Callow right, wizard recruit.
I cannot
Let's
wait
do
for
it.
Drew. I cannot wait for Drew to take 15-minute long turns because he has no clue what to cast. This is going to be
honestly,
I have
cinema.
I have yet to play a spellcaster regularly in these games.
Welcome to the party, bud.
This is going
to
be interesting.
Fortunately, we have the actual book. We have the whole Pathfinder hardback book right here.
Oh, that's good.
Green.
That's good. Dude, oh better God. Be ripping
It'll
pages
be your
out of
best
that sucker.
Yeah. Absolutely the wildest, weirdest party composition I feel like we'll have ever had.
Rebecca, you're about to tank so many hits.
I cannot wait. It's my favorite.
We have no healing.
I mean, I think Oracle can do
it. Oracle can do
Oracle
it?
Oracle can maybe.
Kind of, a little.
I hope so.
Yeah, we'll take it.
We'll see.
All right. So that is the end of round 3. I'm going to make some notes here and talk about a little rundown of what we have just created.
We're doing this from now on. I don't even care, even if we're not recording.
Honestly, it's a lot of fun. The only person that is getting an additional CC point the next time we draft is Miles, believe it or not.
Miles.
2 left over, so you're going to start with 6 next time. Don't let us forget that. Yep. Which means you can make a slightly weirder character or, you know, barter for the character you want next time a little bit more. But it sounds like you put together what you wanted.
Yeah, I got exactly what I wanted. Well, I mean, I didn't figure out what I wanted until an hour ago. So
I put together a list of what we've talked about and maybe some suggestions in case you guys were like having difficulty making a choice. I was going to suggest Drew play a Solarian and Miles a Mystic. I did suggest Patra for Miles. And Bert, the character I was going to suggest you play is a space trucker Vlaka barbarian, which I think that would have been all your CC points to use.
Yeah, I've played a lot of ranged characters, so I really wanted to do something more, you know, up front this time.
Well, you have range options with Solarians, so we'll talk about that as we get to making the characters. Because of what we've already talked about with Rebecca and I, Tyler and I was suggesting the Vesk champion. Tyler, I was suggesting an operative for the character that you were thinking of.
Yep.
But maybe a human. Maybe just a human to But you sound like you want to go crazier than that, much crazier.
I wanted to be a time lost human. Because I thought that'd be very fun.
Yeah. That
would be fun. I thought about human.
Time lost in Starfleet.
That was my entire plan, was just to be me.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Human was my fourth pick.
His name is My Ills.
Behind Fetchling. I had to decide between for my class, I had some Pathfinder class options that I wanted to do. And so really I was choosing between, did I want to be a Fetchling and do operative, or did I want to be a human and maybe go monk? So those were kind of what I was trying to choose in the heat of the moment.
Okay, so let me go through it here. Drew is playing a recruit callow wizard. I guess I should say callow recruit wizard.
Glove, glove.
Bert is playing a Vlaka rebel oracle, if we're going in ABC order. Miles, a Prismini Patra haunted Solarian. It's a lot to unpack there, but Prismini and Solarian really is, I think it's going to work out pretty well.
Yeah.
Rebecca, of course, the Vesk disciple champion, and Tyler, a fetchling spacefarer operative.
Yeah.
So we've got three Pathfinder classes and two Starfinder. I swear this is a Starfinder campaign we're about to get into. And what, just one Pathfinder ancestry?
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
Rebecca, is your deity Demortosh?
Sort of.
Well, you'll have to wait and find out, Tyler. That's stuff down the line. We will talk a little bit about the first adventure we're going to be going on with Series 1. We are playing the levels 1-5 adventure called Guilt of the Grave World by Michael Bramnick.
Only 1-5?
Yeah, it's a shorter adventure. And while Starfinder doesn't necessarily copy itself, it sure as fleam rhymes sometimes. Let me read you the description here. While working on a dwarven mining collective on a mysterious asteroid, a group of adventurers discover an ancient secret, the revelation of which puts it at odds with the corpse fleet, the dreaded undead space armada from the planet Eox.
It's not good.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's not good when you start your brand new edition with admitting that you've run out of ideas.
I'm sure it's going to be pretty different, but I'm excited to get into it. This is the first adventure in the series. It's a single hardcover AP volume. It's 128 pages, and it's going to make for a shorter season, which I'm totally fine with. Cool. But we're going to be padding it out with character backstory stuff, and the editing is going to be a little different in Series 1. So we'll talk about that when the time comes.
Should we bring back the crit bit?
Anything's possible in Series 1 here. But yeah, it is just the beginning of our series of Starfinder 2nd Edition adventures. We might play some Starfinder Society at some point. We might, you know, continue with these characters if another higher level adventure comes out. In likely that's what they are going to do. Maybe not at first, but we're probably going to complete Series 1 in 2026. I imagine it's going to be a shorter season. It's about 2 AP volumes in length from first edition, so likely a little shorter than the Against the Aeon Throne season 2.
Okay.
Over the next couple weeks, we're going to take a little break from podcasting, and in that time, these guys are going to be making characters. I'm going to have some recordings of just one-on-one where we talk about character creation. And for some people, it's going to be your first Starfinder 2E like full character. For some people, it's going to be probably your first Pathfinder character too. But over the next few weeks, we're going to have those individual episodes before we start actually playing the game. Those are going to be out on our Patreon, if you're listening on Patreon, a good deal early. But otherwise, you'll be hearing a lot of Starfinder 2nd Edition playtests on our main feed. And that's going to do it for the 2025 Cosmic Crit Series 1 Player Character Draft.
Yeah.
A fun idea that I pretty much made up just because I figured it'd be a good way to make Tyler angry, apparently. But yeah, no, maybe built upon the
Did
idea
Did anybody
that,
else have anything stolen from him, or was it just me twice?
Just you twice.
Just you.
I was going to be a Solarian, but Miles stole that from me. But
that's mega rough. All right, well, hey.
I thought you were committed to randomly rolling, Drew.
Yeah, Drew. I was going to be this.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us here. Thank you guys for drafting with me this time around. I had a good time.
I had fun too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Listeners, thank you for listening. If this is your 300 something odd time listening to our podcast or the first, we're going to have some fun adventures with these weird characters. All here in series one of Cosmic Crit. So long, everyone.
Good night.
Farewell.
Bye-bye.
Meow.
To Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.